Your heart be light. From now on,
Frank Sinatra. Wow. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're getting closer and closer. Did you ever meet Frank Sinatra, Rufus?
No, I never did.
I'm surprised. Now, I didn't either.
I met Ava Gardner.
But you know, I know. Yeah. I do remember that. I do remember in the early 80s when the Duke Children's Classic was really, really big time. Perry Como was bringing in the acts, and Frank Sinatra came and sang at Cameron Indoor Stadium. He didn't play golf or any of that stuff. He just came in and sang.
All right.
He did a little concert. So.
Well, I was there, but I didn't get to meet him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I did meet Loretta Lynn. I sang with her.
Loretta.
And Conway Twitty. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? And so, Phil's got everything cooking out here.
Yeah?
We're
at Campbell Road Nursery, aren't we, Phil?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Last time I checked.
Cyclamens. Boy, those cyclamens. I'll tell you, they are the most picayunish things in the world. Melissa and I just can't master them.
Really?
I don't know what... I don't know if it's too cold in our house, too warm in our house. I don't think it's too warm.
Is there enough light?
I don't think there's enough light.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might
even
be.
Even though it's and neither one of us get lit, so there's no extra.
Yeah.
Light
might not be.
I don't know. We keep trying. The Christmas cactuses are just one beautiful, and we got one from you earlier this week, a red one, and it is really starting to come out, and we've got some that we've kept and kept outside during the warmer season, and gosh, the poinsettias that your brother grows are just outstanding. There is in the new, it's kind of a double issue of Southern Living.
Mm-hmm.
There is a spread, 3 or 4 page spread about folks out in Texas, an operation kind of like your brother's, and they have, it looks like acres and acres, but they have big greenhouses full of poinsettias.
Yep.
I need to find a copy for you. It's taken me a while to find the Southern Living. I don't know if it's been
I think I've got
popular.
One.
It's a double issue for Christmas and I guess Thanksgiving. So, yeah, take a look at that if you haven't. It's fascinating. But you're listening to The Weekend Gardener, quickly approaching our 40th anniversary in January. So, hard to believe. And it's a little cold outside.
It was 19 when I came out this morning. So, that was around 6 o'clock. It gets a little bit colder over here than it does over in town, because it's kind of a little bit more in the country.
Yeah, I think it's 21 at the airport.
Sort of
And I think Roxborough, our area, always gets the winning entry for temperature.
Yeah, it was pretty nippy when I got out. The neighbors across the street have got two huge dogs. They're just puppies, but they greeted me when I walked up this morning. I was like, it was still dark, and I was like, hello. they're as tall as my
waist. Were they moving?
Yeah, they were.
You know, the dogs across.
Yeah, they're huge.
I know.
And they came walking up. And I
always, always look. They always look like they're alien. I've never seen them move. They're always lying.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they're doing well. They're alive and well. That's for sure. They'll come right through that fence.
As are your plants. So, what do you do with all your plants here? I mean, you have plants that you sell during the year, shrubs and trees, and
we do.
You have obviously greenhouses. You have the pansies. What happens with the pansies, for instance?
Pansies,
they like cold weather.
Pansies, they're called a cool season annual for a reason.
Yeah.
Pansies and snapdragons and that sort of thing. We just went over with this really nice young woman here, and I was showing her the hellebores. Well, the hellebores.
This lady right here, she says her husband listens to the show. She's
right.
A new listener.
Right. So we're just glad to have her here this morning.
That.
And I was showing her the hellebores. Well, the hellebore blooms are frozen. But we leave everything out as much as we can because it's going to have to be out when you plant it anyway. So it would not be good to stick all of these things in a warm greenhouse and then sell them to the public and after they've been warm and taken care of.
So. You could label them thawed out.
Yeah.
Hellebore. You know, Rufus, I have been working a little bit, haven't written a whole lot on hellebores this week. I'm calling it a rose of a different sort.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But you're in the first sentence. In fact, you're the first word.
Oh, my goodness. Well, mine is called Hellebore Haven.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm amused y'all talking about this weather. Well, you know where I'm from.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's 10 degrees.
The question is, do you know where you're from?
I finally found out from Boone and Grandpa on the farm. I remember one time I said, well, Daddy, it's 10 degrees today. You reckon I could get milk out of that cow? I was trying to get out of milking the cow. He said, no, son, get over there and get that cow milked.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny you'd mention that, Rufus. We have been talking with some of the people up in Lansing and Warrensville.
Not Michigan.
Yeah, right, where we got our trees.
That's Ash County.
Talked with Rusty yesterday, and I asked him, I said, Rusty, how's the hay going? Hay's going good. He's rationed it out, and he's still got a little bit of hay left. We finally got that taken to him. But we're working on another project now. You know me, I got to have projects going to keep me going. So the project we're working on right now is trying to get fence post and barbed wire. And hopefully...
That sounds like a range war getting ready to start.
So we'll be taking donations today and the rest of the time, excuse me, that we're selling trees for my goal is to get a tractor trailer load of fence post and as much barbed wire as Rusty and the other farmers up there need. He told me that he actually helped 9 farmers feed their cattle with the hay we sent.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just...
They really are rationing.
When we did fence post, it was made out of chestnut. And there's still some old things around the home place. And I remember post hole diggers. Well, I have to tell you, I went out the other day and at Agro Supply bought
a post hole digger?
Battery operated post hole digger.
Battery operated?
Oh, my goodness.
That's the ticket.
Just don't get around a root. If it does, stand back. Hold on.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, Phil, let me make you the first contribution to your endeavor.
Well,
cash money.
All right. Well, you're actually the third. Lane and Bill Leslie put some money in, and Cindy put money in the jar a couple days ago.
Melissa hasn't given me my allowance this week, so I'm dry. Melissa,
well,
when she comes out here, I
appreciate that.
Contribute.
We'll put it right in the jar. I need to tell the ladies one thing here. If y'all excuse me one sec.
No, you can't you can't just get up in the middle of a show and leave.
Well, I got through one set.
So Rufus, what did you dig a post hole?
Well, in fact, Palmer and I used it to plant bulbs. He would dig the hole with the post hole digger.
Six, eight inches.
It's about a good 6, and then 6 inches down for the particular jonquils that I planted.
Oh,
got from Phil here, and then you come. I would drop in the hole three bulbs per hole. So we planted 75 bulbs. I've forgotten how many holes we had, but it was about 3 each. Somebody can do the math there. And it took about 30 minutes. Otherwise, it would have taken 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, I would say so. That's marvelous. Who makes the? Is it a steel product or?
Well,
somebody
no.
Else
I got it at Agro Supply, and believe it or not, it was an amazingly low price of $121.
Huh? How about that? I've never heard of a.
And it's not that heavy.
A battery operated, rechargeable post hole digger.
Battery operated auger. They called it an auger. But you got to be. I'm still at my age. I'm very careful about not falling down. So watch out for roots. Reverse it immediately if you hit one. I recommend that to people that are getting a little bit older.
Yeah, I mean that seems like a great idea for the small jobs too. Not
oh,
just
absolutely.
Putting in fence posts.
But it would do a fence post. It's just right for one.
Yeah. Well, doggone.
I remember those digging fence post holes up in the mountains. You hit a rock, okay, get the crowbar and beat and beat and beat. And sometimes you just had to forget that you're going to get through that and stretch the wire
we all ran
over
into,
the ground.
You all ran into rocks too, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Up there.
Oh, yes.
Phil, Rufus was enlightening us on his battery operated, his rechargeable post hole digger or auger.
Uh huh.
So that seems like a really good idea.
Well, you know, I saw one.
You did?
Down at Womble.
J.E. Womble?
I did.
Was it a steel? Or somebody else?
No, it was another kind.
Greenworks?
I think it was Greenworks.
Yeah,
I believe
so.
It was sitting
Greenworks,
right in the middle of the aisle.
They're both really good, great companies.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to the lady down there at length, and then the gentleman.
Sue?
I talked to Sue, and then yeah. I talked to another person about how much power it really had and how long it would last and that sort of thing. But, it sounds like a good deal. I don't think it's going to be good for up in the mountains, but it's good for, you know, digging
well, the one you
a hole
saw,
or two.
One you saw battery-powered?
Yes.
But of course, they're much lighter than the engine. And I don't know yet. I haven't gone down beyond 6 inches and not too many big roots.
I haven't dug for posts before. How deep do you have to go? How many...
Well, a couple feet.
Couple feet, yeah. These posts that they want for up there are like 6 to 7 inch diameter, and then eight foot post.
Oh.
So that means you put a couple of feet in the ground, and I assume he's going to put 3 strands of barbed wire. It's for a cattle.
Yeah, oh, so. I'm sure. How about that? Well,
yep.
good for you, Phil. Always helping.
We got to do it. We got to, you know, the credit union, State Employees Credit Union, is starting something else up after Christmas. I'm on the board up here, and, they were talking about taking up toys for tots. And, you know, I said, we can't forget the people in the mountains. We need to start something else up after Christmas. And she said, we've got it going. So I'm hoping I could get them on board with buying the fence post. And I also called Bobby yesterday, but hadn't talked back to him yet. Bob Etheridge.
Oh, great. Great, yes.
So we're going to get it done. It'll happen.
So
that's that I was coming in today listening to public radio. It was on kindness. And this scientist
should have been listening to
PTA. Said, I know all about... people's aches and pains and cancer and this and that. But she said the biggest cure of all for both the giver and the receiver is kindness.
Yeah.
And she went through this great, she had done study after study after study. And so we think of Phil as Phil Kindness Campbell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kindness goes. Yeah. Kindness just goes so far. I'm going to write about it in my book along with civility because it comes right in there.
Yeah, it doesn't always work.
It's so easy to be kind.
My thing is, it works for the person that's being kind. If the if another person doesn't want to accept that, or a person doesn't want to, doesn't want to reciprocate, then
you just move on. Yeah,
move on.
Absolutely.
And you know that you've done the best you can.
Rufus, next time listen to WPTF when you're coming in. We're kind.
So. Speaking of kindness, all my workers are here and most of them got a fire out there. Yeah,
that's
a fire
nice.
Pit, and they've just they've taken care of all these flowers. They've taken care of the trees for the people.
Uh-huh.
I'm so blessed to have all the people that I have to support me. It's just been a.
That's right. It's like a family, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Just like folks on this show.
Yeah.
And our listeners.
Yeah.
So, we talked a little bit about the pansies. You have a lot of stuff here, a lot of things for sale. Obviously, we're in the house with poinsettias, but what else?
Well,
what else
we've
got in here.
We've got poinsettia, cyclamen. We've got the a Norfolk Island. If you don't want a huge tree, you can get a Norfolk Island pine. We have some already that are somewhat decorated, and if you want to put something else on it, you can.
You can keep that if you know how to make them.
Just
happy.
Don't keep it too wet.
Yeah, they don't like. They don't like a lot of it. Rufus, do you have a Norfolk Island pine?
I had one I kept for about 20 years, and I finally had to cut it.
It was just happy, wasn't it?
It just outgrew the place.
You were too kind to it.
Now, there comes our friend Richard. Look at that, Mike.
Richard. Hey, Richard. Good gracious. He brought all of these gifts.
And I delivered them for you.
Yeah, let's see if we can move this down a little bit so we can get
Richard. Yeah, well, we're going to have some apple fritters here in a minute, so you can get you a good warm apple fritter. Cindy's going to send some warm ones over.
Well, Richard, we were so sorry to hear about your dear wife.
I'm so sorry, and
here. We'll get you fixed up.
Okay. Richard, one of our longtime listeners, but our thoughts are certainly with you, Richard.
Well, I really appreciate it. Y'all help so much because last week she looked out at the yard and was saying, "Oh, it's beautiful, it's beautiful." Well, she wouldn't have had those comments without the folks here, Weekend Gardener and all the gardening community.
What a nice remembrance, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's a wonderful thing.
Appreciate you.
Well, good gracious. And you, Rufus, how you? You go through those in, a couple of days, all those nabs?
I looked at that and I said, that is the biggest nab thing I've ever seen in my life.
Richard brought his gifts.
Oh, my goodness.
He's such a fine person.
And it's all the wonderful ones in there.
You've got good nabs.
You got cheese all crackers and those Captain's wafers.
Not bad nabs.
They're all Rufus's friends, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm overjoyed.
I'm sure you are.
That's you know what you call this, Richard? It's a poor man's steak.
Okay.
A nab is.
A poor man's steak?
Yes.
Although that was a hamburger. I'm not going to get down that low, I hope. No offense to Lance.
When I was in the National Maritime Union, one of the leaders of that was Joe Curran, and on the ship, when you got a hot dog, they called it Joe Curran steak.
Right. I bet that tasted good on a ship. What kind of ship were you on? You were on several?
Several survey ships, one warship.
Destroyer or cruiser?
Fast frigate.
Oh, okay.
And tankers, general cargo.
Tankers, whew.
Well, you got
that's dangerous.
Well, you got a day of vacation for a day of work, but your average day was 18 hours, and we have worked 24-hour days on it. But they fed you four times.
Wow.
Well, Richard, I had a friend, former Attorney General of Maryland, named Joe Curran.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there was any akin to your...
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know how we find out, but...
What's the coldest country you've ever been in your career, Richard?
Well, Iceland was pretty cold, and off the coast of Korea, you could feel the... when you stand and watch, that cold goes right through that steel into your feet.
I bet so. Yeah, we don't think of Korea as being that cold, but it really is. Well, what do you think of all that's surrounding you here?
It's words can't describe it. Actually, it's a wonderful celebration.
It is. It's nice and chilly. Feels pretty good in here. Relatively,
to the people that just want to come and get your spirits lifted, come on and come down here and look in here at these gorgeous cyclamen, all the poinsettias. And
Phil is going again. I was going to ask her about it. I'm sure she's got food today.
Got food, and Richard's got enough here to feed the world, too.
We'll have to share part of this variety pack.
Now, here's something, Richard.
I know baklava.
Sadar, authentic Mediterranean baklava. Now, that's fancy stuff, Mike.
I know. Greece. I didn't like Athens that much, but because it was a big city. But the rest of Greece that we saw was just gorgeous. And all of that area, Slovenia, Montenegro, Croatia, Italy on the other side of the Adriatic. It was all very pretty, all very similar.
Well, Christmas is all about a Mediterranean event.
It is. That's right.
And this would have been familiar food to the people.
Yeah, except for the nabs.
Yeah.
I don't think they had nab machines back then.
And what's really nice about the small size of those pastries is when it comes to sweet food, after three bites, the sweet sensors burn out.
Oh, my.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that. Yeah. Does that happen with
you,
Rufus?
I haven't had mine tuned up.
Yeah.
I need to get those.
Yours don't burn out.
They don't burn out.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't eat a lot of sweets, but I'm something like baklava is, I mean, you can't turn that down. It is kind of overwhelming. You're right. It is very, very sweet. I don't know. Is it the honey or what?
Yeah.
You've had some at that George's,
George, the Roast Grill, Roast his Grill. Mama, his late mama who just passed away.
By the way, I saw Scott Mason, our friend Scott Mason, did a story on that dear lovely lady the other night.
Yeah.
And it was just a cute story. You ever watch Scott Mason, Guardian Traveler, Richard?
He was on with us last week. I'm sorry you couldn't join us, Richard, but Scott was on. Scott said that he wanted to do something on the Weekend Gardener. I don't know if his bosses will let him. I mean, you know, that's
well, he's pretty well got a free reign over there.
I hope he gets
to do what he wants to
that
do.
That would be a great honor.
He did one on the Chitlin' Club.
That'd be up there with being on North Carolina People.
Oh, yes.
I think Mr. Friday would approve of that. All right, we're quickly running out of time here for this half hour. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener. More coming up from Campbell Road Nursery, and it's Christmas time here.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
How about that? Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra.
So smooth and beautiful.
Yeah. So that may have been on Bing's show, or it could have been one of those command performance things that they did. I think one or two of them originated at WPTF. So I know Kay Kaiser was around, and he was big in Hollywood during the war and in the 30s. Several movies, and he always mentioned his grandmama and always mentioned Rocky Mount in his movies. But, yeah, how about that? So we're at Campbell Road Nursery on this nice chilly day. It's going to warm up. Some are fur and some are again. That happening this time of year.
Well, just wear fur.
Well, I am today. I am wearing some wool. I've only worn this. I bought it in 2018 in Galway, Ireland, and it
looks like about 25 pounds. Phil,
it's
nice.
Thick, but it's very light and it is warm. I'm guarantee you it's warm.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
Why don't you turn on the Christmas lights around your neck?
They are on, but
just can't see them with all the sun.
I think that they have about had it.
Well, looky there.
There's the
David.
Mayor.
There's the mayor.
Yeah, I'm thinking him a chair here.
Goodness, mayor, how are you?
So the all the plants are looking pretty sad this morning. But,
which ones? You mean outside?
All of them outside.
Okay. Well,
but,
they're just
they're
resting.
Coming back. They're starting to thaw out a little bit. I had to put a little, Iris used to say, we had to put the jackets on them, put a little coat on them,
right.
And let them keep them warm. But they're looking really good, and we're pleased to be able just to offer some really nice shrubs and that sort of thing. We've got a lot of foliage color and textures that are just great to put in your landscape this time of the year. One of my favorites is the Sunshine Ligustrum. You can't go wrong with it. It's bright yellow. There's no disease issues. There's no insect issues. And it's just, I did see a few little tiny worms on it one time in the spring, but they went away. And
I'm sure the birds
gorgeous.
Got them, too.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You got a good collection, I noticed, of the camellias out there. Great time to get in your camellias.
Right.
And it's going to thaw out, by the way. In the next couple of days, it's going to be 50 degrees. Great time to plant.
Right. And we're going to get some rain, which we need. It was really funny. We've got two Jack's camellias, and everybody always wants those, and we've got some, but the two that are planted here are probably, I don't know, 30 years old or more, but they're a different color this year, and I think it's because of the heat, we didn't have that cold spell and when they started blooming, and then they were just kind of a different color. So I tell you, it's the temperature does crazy things with the plants, but somehow the ones that we grow around here always survive, and they're looking good.
I can't explain the azaleas that are not repeat bloomers all bloom this fall.
Well, that's because it's so
warm. Strangest weather I've ever seen, and I loved it, and I hope they will bloom again.
Well, I do too, because I've got rhododendron. I'll go get a bud of a rhododendron, and it is literally, you can see the color in it. And it's kind of scary to me because I'm not sure what's going to happen now with all this cold weather. I'm hoping that this December cold is hopefully all the cold we're going to get, because we've had some, you know, yesterday morning, this morning, 19th, chilly. It's Charlie out here.
Favorite plant at NASA for Christmas time?
Uh-oh.
It's got to be mistletoe.
Oh, way to go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, Phil, I found a picture of from your website of your poinsettias, and I just put that on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that pretty?
I appreciate it. Yeah, the poinsettias just really brighten up the whole place. I mean, it's starting to be winter time, and everything, as we've already talked about a little bit, everything's kind of looking sad when it gets this cold, and you step inside, and there's the color. So it's a nice thing to have, and they're not that hard to keep. You don't put too much water on them, and we've got the cyclamen, as we talked about, and we've got the Christmas cactus. And
now, what about light for poinsettias?
Once they start to bloom, like they are now.
The bloom is not the
that's
red
the leaves.
And all that. Those are the
right,
leaves.
Right.
The flowers, are little tiny yellow flowers in the middle.
Right. Once they start to turn, like they as much as they are now, they'll just continue to have that color. So they don't need a lot more light.
How do you know when to water them?
They will show you when they want water. They tend to just, their leaves tend to droop down a little bit. And then you put about 5 ice cubes in there and leave it alone.
In the plant or down in the tray?
In the plant.
Okay.
Right on top of the soil.
And be sure and take the wrapper away from the holes at the bottom. That's a good way to kill one, to leave that on there.
Or either punch a hole.
Yeah, punch a hole or
saucer
pull the hole
under it.
Thing.
Right.
Yeah.
They got
a
drain.
So use ice cubes. And the only other time I've heard that the use of ice cubes was for orchids.
Orchids, right. But you can do that for poinsettias. And the thing about it is, if you've got a little saucer, or plastic saucer, it's always good to have one. Because if there's too much water in that plant, and if there's water in the saucer, you know you've got way too much water in it. Because what we do in here is, once we water it, we go back and check to make sure there's not any water that drained through into the saucers. If there is, we dump it.
Okay.
So you don't want to keep them wet.
And again, about the cyclamens, they need lots of light.
They'll take medium light. Once the plant starts to bloom like they are now, they'll take medium light and low water. They will just droop down. Add water to it.
Now, they will sure tell you when.
Yes, they will.
I was telling the lady up here today that about 15 years ago, Phil sent Linda home a little beautiful cyclamen, and it's still going.
Well, she's got the touch.
The kitchen window. It must be perfect for her.
And it's a north-facing window.
Right.
All right, so what about do you use ice cubes for that, or how
you
do you
can,
know how much
but,
water to ration?
Well, again, what I would do is make sure you've got, if you've got it wrapped, make sure you've got a hole in the bottom, put a little saucer, and just pour some water, maybe about a half a cup or a cup of water in there. And like I said, if it runs through and if there's too much in there, it'll run through in the saucer, dump it, and you're good to go.
All right, J.C. Knowles is with us.
I wish he was with us.
I do, too. Good morning to you, J.C.
Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas. You sound chipper this morning, sir.
Yeah, I would love to be with you at Camel Road Nursery today and tell Phil I said hello and
I'm right here.
She's right here.
I wish
here.
You were here. We'd have
I'd
a good old time.
With you. But I'm in downtown Apex flipping pancakes.
Oh, that's right. You're at the pancake.
Yeah,
we always do that at the same time.
How many pancakes have you already eaten, JC?
Yeah, and then, of course, this evening at 5 o'clock, we will start our Rotary Christmas Parade. And this year, we're going to have the largest Christmas parade we've ever had.
Wow.
So I've been to that a couple of times.
Be down to it. Everything going well with y'all?
Yes, sir. We're fairly warm and everything.
Yep.
Well, it was bad. I had to get up at 5 o'clock this morning to get down here to the fire station for the pancake breakfast, but it's mighty cold out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Well, JC, you know, in January, a great event is coming up. I'm sure that you've been in judgment of some people, probably from the Chitlin Club, as the director of the CIA, the Chitlin Investigative Agency. And we've just invited our friend Richard Horvath to become a member. He hasn't said yet whether he will undergo the initiation.
Yeah, I think it's something you have to ponder.
Yeah.
Just to deliberate.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the Chitlin Club in January.
Well, we have a few people I'm afraid we're going to have to.
It's going
to
be January or February?
It's that first Sunday, yeah. the Sunday before the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Right.
So that may be
right.
Maybe February.
Yeah.
But, now, JC, we have a couple people we might have to put on trial. So get ready.
Yeah. Are y'all getting my emails?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Read it every day. History. Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
I love history. Well, we thank you, and I know all of your subscribers enjoy it.
Yeah, I send out about 700.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that's a drop in the bucket for people you know.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
So,
everything's going fine. Of course, my health is a little shaky, but I'm making out.
You sound great this morning, JC. Is something in those pancakes, maybe?
Well, I'm sitting here flipping pancakes and greeting people and wishing them Merry Christmas, so I'm having a great time today.
Well, let mine burn a little bit. I like a little, yeah, I'll let my pancakes burn a little bit.
Yep.
You always got one in every crowd.
I like a little burned popcorn, too.
Caramelized.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, just kind of a hint, the essence of burn.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you my little joke for the day.
All right, go ahead.
This man went to see his daddy. And his daddy was old and sick, and his father told him, said, "Son, I will be dead before long because my health is deteriorating so much, and you know that I'm worth a fortune and all." And so I wish you would get married so you could have a wife to help you, because you're going to need some help with all the money I'm leaving you. And so that night he went to a bar and he saw this pretty young girl, and he went to her and said, "Honey, I want to marry you. You're so pretty and all, and my daddy will be dying pretty soon, so I'm going to need a wife to help me manage all the money and everything." About 3 weeks later, she asked him, said, "Well, where does your daddy live? What is his address?" And he told her, gave her the address of her dad, his daddy. 3 weeks later, he went to see his daddy, see how he was doing. When he walked in the door, that girl he met at the bar was sitting on the sofa with him. He came in and said, "Son, come, I want to introduce you to your new stepmother."
Oh, JC.
And the moral to that story is, when it comes to money, women can handle it better than men.
Oh, my.
JC.
We all have a nice Christmas, and come to the Christmas parade tonight.
All right, JC. All right, man. You should be the permanent
parade marshal.
Parade marshal, yeah.
Yeah.
Take care, my friend. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
all of you.
Yes,
sir.
Thank
you, JC.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Phil and Garner.
Good morning. Your favorite town councilman from Garner.
Hey, sir, Mr. Matthews, how are you?
Doing good. I hate to follow him. Lord.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm sure you can handle it, though.
That ain't right.
I'm sorry.
Well, Merry Christmas to all of you, and I had a couple of things I can share, and I got a plant question on the tail end of it.
All right.
We had our big parade over in Garner today at 4. And,
okay.
I rode by the alpaca farm early this morning. They've got sweaters on out there. They're so cold. And,
I'll bet they do.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, you boys need to get PTF over here on one of Saturday mornings, and you become real famous. So be over here before it's over with. But
alpacas. I love the sweaters they make.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do, too.
And they'll let you go out there and pet them and feed them and that kind of stuff. So the kids are having fun.
I bet so.
So Yeah, I was in Angie's up here yesterday eating with a buddy of mine, and they had chitlins on the board up there, and it made me think of Rufus, and here y'all are talking about him. How do you be a member of that club? I'd like to be.
Well, we have Councilman, the great one, the head of the club with us right here, Rufus Edmonston.
That's what I was thinking.
There is a discernment period.
Phil, we have very high standards of people to be invited. And as I said, we have doctors and lawyers and other regular good people.
Just regular people.
And we got some no accounts.
Yeah.
But what I would love to do, Phil, is for you to send me a simple email, rufus@rufusedmonston.com.
Uh-huh.
And say that I am very interested in the Wake County Chitlin Club. Could I be considered?
Okay, we could do that.
Don't you think Phil would make a wonderful addition to the Chitlin Club?
He's ready made.
Yeah, ready made
for it. Yeah.
Well, let me.
It was started by a very famous politician, Phil. The former Governor Carr Scott, the late senator and
yes, sir.
In the 1940s. And I think adding another politician would be great.
Oh, yeah, and you know for years we met at Toot and Tell.
That's right.
I was fixing to say, yeah, the building's still there. It's vacant. And right down the road at Andrews, they've got there. Rufus, I got a question for you. There's three kinds of chitlins, and I need to know which one that you guys prefer. There's hand-slung, dog-whooped, and stump. Pull. No, listen, let me get it right. It's hand slung, dog pull, and stump whooped. Which one?
Well, I think there's a lot of slinging there at the meeting.
We have a very secret recipe, Phil.
Oh.
I mean, I appreciate the three notes on that, and they sound wonderful. But we have a secret ingredient that Pam makes at Pam's restaurant. You're familiar with that?
Oh, yes. I know right where that's at. Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
Does it involve alcohol?
It blends in with anything you want. Anything you want. Now, they did close down the bar there. It's called the Goat Bar.
Yeah.
And they closed it down.
They raided it.
Somebody raided it.
Surprised they hadn't raided the Chitlin Club, maybe.
Yeah.
You better not talk too much about it.
I mean, we got law enforcement there. I mean, the Wake County Sheriff. And
a couple of wives have threatened to raid it.
Yeah.
Their husband said...
Oh, yeah.
One of them said, are you sure that my husband goes to the Chitlin Club? I think he's just sneaking out on me. I said, I assure you there is a Chitlin Club, and a lot of people in good standing, and your husband was there.
Well, that's, I'm sure that
rest of So, Phil, you would make a great addition.
Yeah.
If you drop me one little sentence, I would like to become a member of the Wake County Chitlin Club.
I will do that. And before I get off, I do have a plant question.
All right.
That's good.
And I got to get over there and get me one of those Christmas cactuses. Every time I take my wife over there,
absolutely, you
too
should.
Much money, way too much.
You better come get a apple fritter too. They're free.
Yeah,
they
were fresh made. Fresh made.
Okay, two questions I got. Rosa Sharon, I bought one last year, and it was about a little less than shoulder high, and planted it. Just bloomed beautifully, and as the dryness and the weather started getting cool, it quit blooming, and the leaves are not looking really healthy. And I put a little plant food, but I watered it. And is that normal for that? Or
yes, deciduous. It drops its leaves.
Oh,
its peak is probably June, July, mm-hmm. and you know it's
very normal. Very normal.
Yeah, it has some tropical qualities. So.
Now I don't know whether yours is one of the hybrids or not, but mine has spawned several generations.
Yeah,
of Rosa Sharon's all over the country where I've given them away.
The standard varieties will certainly seed all over the place.
Great, great. And my other one, a friend of mine down in Myrtle Beach, they had, she called it Mexican petunias. There might be another name for it.
Right.
Yeah.
I really liked it, and she gave me two of them, and I brought them up here to garden, planted out behind the house, and they did so well. The blooms, there'd be new ones, seemed like every day. Some fall off, and new ones are
beautiful blue.
Yes, and I love it. I'm sitting here looking out back, seeing it now. But the cold weather and all is—it's like it's shriveled up or what have you.
Everything's going to
they're perennial. They'll come back.
they'll recede too.
Yeah. And when should we cut those back, Phil?
That's my question.
Just let them die down, okay? We've got this huge lantana out beside the driveway, and I told Lane yesterday, I said, it doesn't look so good, but I'm not going to cut it yet.
Yeah.
And so I would just let it die down on its own. And
Yeah,
and,
if you don't mind the way it looks.
Yeah, and they'll reseed themselves too.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Super.
Yeah, you won't lose that.
Well, thank you for good advice, and you guys, I really enjoy your show from the week mornings, especially on Saturday mornings. It's a great talk to you, and Rufus, I'll get that special
application
in.
Wonderful.
And thank you for taking my call, and y'all have a Merry Christmas, and come down to our parade at 4 if you don't go over to Apex.
Well, I guess we'd have to do a twofer.
There you go.
Bill, you got to forgive me. I'm going to go to the Carolina game.
Oh, Lord.
Basketball.
I know it. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, give our best to everybody there in Garner for us, Councilman Matthews.
Y'all have a good one. Always a pleasure. And
always a pleasure, sir. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Good man.
Bye-bye.
Good man.
Yeah, he commissioner for many years, a Wake County commissioner.
Oh, yes.
919-860-9783, 919-860-WPT. It is hard to follow JC, isn't it? I'd hate to do that too. Mr. Matthews is right. It's hard to follow JC, but he's flipping pancakes. They're making him work for his pancakes.
97 years old, Richard.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, how about that?
And he's a great addition to the good old boys club that Mr. Willie York and some formed 45 or 50 years ago.
Yeah. Never met Mr. York. I go to church with his son, Smeeds, and his beautiful wife who listens to this show.
Absolutely.
All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up from Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh. Come on out. There's food and poinsettias all over the place.